This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and so is BOGO. Buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday, and you're listening to the Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to cover, as always. We have some great guests planned for today. So do not change the channel, because we have Andy Ngo coming on at in the 1 o'clock hour at 1:30. I'm so excited about that. I'm not going to say this when he comes on with us, but the Mumford & Sons banjo player tweeted out his book and then had to step away from the band. That's how controversial his book on Antifa is. We'll get into that, but I really want to ask him about Antifa and the denial from the left that it even exists. Now, the real story of today, though, if you're watching any of the CNN, MSNBC programs, they've taken a quick shift. And I have to say, I'm amazed. I say this a lot, but I'm amazed by the lack of subtlety. If this had panned out the way they wanted it to, then they would be running all day long with domestic white terrorist, you know, that narrative. But it didn't work. And they didn't even take a beat before they went into gun control. And when I was younger, like if you made a mistake or something, or okay, here's an example. You get in trouble. Let's say I got in trouble with my mom. I did something wrong. And then my sister gets in trouble a few minutes later. And I start saying, yeah, mom, look what she did. My mom will look at me and go, you know, you're not even out of the doghouse yet. Why don't you take a second and skip this one? Skip this round. You don't really have anything to go off of here. These people make a mistake. They all say it's a white guy. It's a white guy. That's why he was taken out alive, because he's white. White men are the worst. And then within seconds of having to delete all their tweets, they're already saying, oh, well, now we have the answer. Now we gun control. We need more gun laws. Why would we trust you? Why would we trust all these blue check marks and Allison Camerota and Brian Stelter? You guys didn't even get it right the first time.
Aren't you embarrassed?
That's what I mean. It's like there's no embarrassment anymore. There's no, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll let somebody else be the expert for a minute, because I just embarrassed myself to the fullest extent when I went with something before I had all the facts. And going with stuff before you have the facts, you definitely get more likes on Twitter, but you also have to delete so much more stuff. You have to backtrack. And so now these same people who got everything wrong, who tried to blame this whole thing on white supremacy, and that was a big bust, now their answer is gun control. And I came out yesterday and I said, when it comes to these mass shootings, it's tragic and awful, and, you know, it doesn't make any sense, and it breaks my heart. Like, I saw a story about one of the men who died in the shooting. His daughter put up a picture of him walking her down the aisle this past summer, and it just makes me so sad. It really does. And I don't have all the answers, and I don't claim to have all the answers. But you know what I know is not the answer? To take away guns from law-abiding gun owners. That's one thing for sure I know is not. And Senator Kennedy, who's awesome, he was on TV today, and I guess he said something along the lines of, it's like after a drunk driving accident, if you take away all the sober driver's license. All the sober drivers, you say, all right, give us your license. You can't drive anymore. It doesn't make any sense. And if you're going to have a problem with people in this situation, here's where you start. You start with the shooter, who we now know is Ahmad Alawi Alyssa. That's number one, the monster, the psychopath who did this. And then number two, if anyone is going to, you know, have to answer for stuff here, it's not the NRA. It's not guys or women who own guns and who go to the gun range on Saturday. They shouldn't be getting lectured by Kamala Harris. If anyone is going to be scrutinized here, wouldn't it be the FBI that allegedly knew about this guy? They had some tips on him, like they had tips on the Parkland shooter, like they had tips on Tsarnaev. And obviously, when you Monday morning quarterback stuff, it's easy to say, you know, you guys could have done something. And I'm not trying to pin it all on the FBI, but don't try to pin it on, you know, the Trump supporters who like their guns. That makes no sense. And then, of course, the Democrats, they run with this bogus narrative that, like, oh, no, you know, it doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. It doesn't have to be that we're trying to take away your guns. That's a lie. Because, and you know who actually put this really well was the Babylon Bee. I'm sorry, guys. I'm all jacked up today. There's just so much news. But I got to read you this headline from the Babylon Bee, who always manages to summarize. It's jokes, it's parody, but it's becoming more and more real. They wrote, "Nation's murderous psychopaths undecided on whether they'll follow new gun laws." It's the most accurate thing I've ever read. So you're telling me that if we put more gun laws on the books and nobody enforces them, that all of these criminals are going to go, you know, I was really going to get a gun, but I just don't want to break the law today. Of course not. That doesn't make any sense. So what's going to happen is you're going to make it harder and harder for good people, regular law-abiding citizens, to get guns. And then I hate to say this, but we're just a nation of sitting ducks. Because the only people who can get their hands on these weapons are psychopaths. And one woman actually wrote, her name's Kaya Jones. I think she's a Christian singer. She wrote, "Making good people helpless doesn't make bad people harmless." What good is it to have all of these people who can't defend themselves? And then, I'm telling you, you know, you can get depressed when you go on like CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, and you see all these rags writing about whatever they want to write about. But there's so many conservative outlets that are fabulous and people make great points. And one of them was this woman. Her name is, let me get it here. Her name is Kira. She writes for Red State. Kira Davis. She's a black woman. And she had a great point. If white supremacy is this massive threat, it's the number one threat right now. That's why the FBI spends so much time focusing on the QAnon guys, because domestic white terrorism is the number one issue in our country, according to the left. So Kira's point is this. If you're terrified of white people with guns, then you should probably buy a gun. And that is the real question here. If all of the white supremacists in America are the biggest threat, why don't the black people want to have guns? And Kira makes that point. She says, she talks about how it's a lie. And she says, either they are telling me that as a black American, I simply have to accept the fact that I will be shot by a white supremacist one day and no one will be able to protect me. Or they are saying that the only way to protect myself is to help them ban all guns, since they are the tools I should most be afraid of in the hands of a white man. To tell me that the way to protect myself is to limit my own access to weapons as a law-abiding citizen covered by the Second Amendment is lunacy. I'm under constant threat from white supremacists, but progressives keep trying to make defending myself against such an attack illegal. It makes no sense. And then you add in the real hypocritical element of the fact that these people all have, you know, these politicians, I mean, they all have security and, you know, people carrying weapons that can protect them. It's just the rest of us. It's the Neanderthals. It's the boomer rubes. We're supposed to be out here, you know, unable to secure any sort of weapon. Let's actually go to Kamala Harris. She wants us to stop pushing the false choice that everyone's trying to take away guns. Don't pay attention to the fact that Biden and Beto were on a stage at one point talking about how they were going to, Beto was going to take away your AR-15s. And I think Joe calls them AR-14s. Either way, they don't seem to be big fans. So let's play Kamala Harris. This is the vice president, cut 11.
And I believe that it is possible, it has to be possible, that people agree that these slaughters have to stop. And this is, again, you reject the false choice and stop pushing it for sure. Stop pushing the false choice that this means everybody's trying to come after your guns. That is not what we're talking about. Yeah.
What are we talking about, though? Because if there's red flag laws and this monster was able to get a gun and the FBI knew about it, I'm just confused how putting more laws on the books would prevent something like this. I'm going to keep the phone lines open for this hour. I want to keep going with this. I also want to talk a little bit about the border. We have tons of sound to get to. I'm very excited for today's show, so don't go anywhere. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
This is not about getting rid of the Second Amendment. It's simply about saying we need reasonable gun safety laws. There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I see the phone lines are almost full here and people want to talk about this. We will. But first, today's poll question is brought to you by JJ Manning Auctioneers. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, JJ Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency free. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com or call them today at 800-521-0111. One more time, that's 800-521-0111. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which do you think happens first? Biden gives a solo press conference or Biden visits the border?
I was thinking about this because his press conference is supposed to be tomorrow. And the border thing, he said at some point he will go to the border. Now, I'm wondering if this is going to be a twofer, if he's going to cancel his press conference because he has to go to the border. With that being said, I will choose going to the border will happen first.
71% think Biden will visit the border before he gives a solo press conference.
Do you see how I figured
that
one out?
That was very, very politician-y.
Yeah,
of you.
I think they're
on
both
the fence that way.
I think they're connected. I think one is going to help the other. CJ, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, CJ.
Hey, Grace, I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me on. Hey, yes, I really do believe that this argument has been won a million times over in favor of course, our Second Amendment and gun rights. It just seems I really do believe that, you know, with the political climate right now, being that, and I still believe in the underhandedness of this election, of presidency, the 25,000 troops they hired to protect them. They're afraid of something. And why are they afraid? They must be afraid, in my view, because they're up to no good. It's very real, very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's apparent. And they know that we're an armed citizenship, and there is an incredible amount of firearms that are out there in private hands. And but most 99.9% of the people who own them are extremely responsible.
Right.
But in a free country, you know this, there is good and there's bad. But I'd rather live in a country that might be a little bit, I wanted to use the word dangerous, but a country that's free. And here's another point. You never see the media cover the events where somebody, a criminal, goes in, uses a firearm in a crime, and yet somebody, a bystander, stops them with their own personal firearm. They never, ever bring that up.
Right, a good guy with a gun, you know, taking down a bad guy with a gun. I agree with you, CJ, and I do find that to be a bit confusing because their argument, you kind of have to believe that the government is going to be able to confiscate every single gun from every single criminal. That's what we're getting at. And as far as the grade of the weapon, whether it's an assault rifle or, you know, I don't pretend to be an expert on that. And I welcome people to call in because sometimes this verbiage does get confusing because she's Kamala Harris. Let's actually play that cut again and then we'll go back to it. Cut 14. This is a little tricky here. She says there's no reason for assault weapons, but I think some of our listeners who are kind of experts in the Second Amendment and owning guns might disagree. This is cut 14.
This is not about getting rid of the Second Amendment. It's simply about saying we need reasonable gun safety laws. There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
Thank you for the call, CJ. I appreciate it. And I am interested if people have strong opinions on this. And I think it's an interesting debate because as much as I don't know a lot about guns, I know that it's not good if the government is the only ones with the weapons.
Yes, she's telling us this isn't about the Second Amendment. It's just getting rid of weapons of war. I was also told I had 14 days to stop the spread, and it was not about destroying businesses and the economy. And guess what? Look where we are.
Are you saying you're not taking her at her word, Jared?
I do not take her at her word.
As no. her at her word as a Harris?
I do not. As a Harris, believe her.
Paul, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, good. How you doing? Nice for taking my call. Look, there's an organization called the NFAC. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but it's solely black gun owners. They're definitely not hunters, I would say, just by looking at them. And they're smart enough to realize that owning a gun is the last resort. They probably don't even agree with me politically, because I think they were born from Trump being elected. But they know enough that owning a gun is the last resort. They were kind of like over the news. They showed up at the Breonna Taylor case. They showed up at one of the state capitals, and they marched on the Kentucky Derby. They march in the street with their guns, all assault. Well, they're going to call them assault weapons, AR-15s, whatnot.
Well, I think that, you know, being armed and having that responsibility, it is a huge responsibility, but there is a lot of power in it. I don't think it's necessarily anything that a lot of Americans would disagree with. I think that whether you're black or white, female, male, there's a lot of people who see this and go, wait a second, why would I not want to have that protection? Why would I want to be helpless in a situation that gets dangerous? I've thought about that before. And short of every single criminal in the world giving over their guns, which maybe I'm naive, I don't think that's going to happen, then it seems like the best solution is to protect yourself. We'll be back on the other side. I see you guys are waiting on the line. We're going to take calls all throughout this hour, so please call in 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. There's one other point I want to make, and then I'm going to throw it out to the callers. And if you guys want to call in, it's 844-500-4242. But there's this real obsession in the media with dividing us all based off of our race. And we're all racist. You're either oppressed or you're the oppressor. White supremacy. And in certain situations, there is racism. No one's going to deny that. We are a country of a lot of different people. And we're not perfect. I would never try to claim that. But I think it's worth noting that when this man, Ahmad al-Alawi Alyssa, went into the King Soopers grocery store in Boulder and shot 10 people, that first of all those 10 people were white. And now if they were a different race, the press would care, but the press, you know, obviously is moving on past that. But another thing I wanted to say was one of the victims was veteran Boulder police officer Eric Talley. And I think he's a father of seven, white man. And I hate that the left and the press and so much of this country is convinced that they know people and they know what's in people's hearts based off of their race or their gender or their political party. Because that guy ran into a supermarket to try to save people, and he's a father of seven, and he died, and he's a white guy. And there's heroes who are white, there are heroes who are black, there are heroes who are Asian. We have to stop looking at identity politics and classifying, you know, people's value and people's character based off of their race. That's exactly what Martin Luther King didn't want. And now we're all doing it. It's for the party of progress, they're progressives. It seems to be taking a step backwards. All right, so let's throw it out to some of the callers. What do you guys think about this? Jake, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jake.
Yes, good afternoon. First off, the Second Amendment protects militarily useful firearms for the militia. So the first thing you need to know is, what is a militia? And that goes back deep into English history. Then these assault weapons have been regulated by the National Firearms Act of 1934. That was a long time ago.
Right.
So they are regulated. They are not readily available for sale. Also, now there is a specific technical definition that would make a firearm an assault weapon. And the AR-15 does not fit that definition at all.
So that is what Ahmad al-Alawi Alyssa bought. He bought an AR-15-style rifle on March 16th, 6 days before 10 people, including a police officer who I just mentioned, were gunned down Monday, according to an arrest affidavit. It was not immediately known where the suspect purchased the weapon. After the shooting, a woman who identified herself as his sister-in-law told police she saw him playing with a gun that looked like a machine gun and took it away from him 2 days before the deadly rampage. This guy's got a long list of strange behavior, anger issues, all sorts of problems. And again, the FBI knew about this. They had tips. They had warnings. And while it might not be fair to say, oh, it's the FBI's fault, I'm not saying that. It's this guy's fault. We have to start learning how to do that as well nowadays. Is that, you know, sometimes the person at fault, it's very clear. Ahmad is at fault here. This guy's a monster. And we have to remember that. You know, pointing blame at people doesn't really help all that much. But if we're going to look at a situation and start analyzing it and start scrutinizing it for flaws, I don't think the people at fault are gun owners. I think the people who might need a little bit more criticism in this is the FBI.
And to the point you're making, the Pulse nightclub shooting, the Parkland shooting, this guy, countless others,
Sarnaev,
the FBI had information on it. If I came to work for your show every day and I forgot to put up the poll question, or I just didn't put up the poll question for 7 days in a row, one, I'd be out of a job. Two, you bet your ass the next day I would remember that I need to do that. If you have dropped the ball on so many
right.
red flag investigations, for crying out loud, go look at one.
Yeah.
Take one seriously.
Where's the urgency? It's a great point, Jared. It's like, where is the urgency? Where is this sense that we can't keep getting these things wrong? And you're right. It happens again and again. And it'd be one thing. And I'm sure there's people who are going to say to me, oh, you know, they get so many of these, it's really hard to keep track of. Yeah, I get that. But they had very little issue tracking down every single person who was at the January 6th insurrection. They were real quick to do that. They're real good at finding all the QAnon people and investigating that. The FBI is really good at all of these Russia investigations and spending millions of dollars on all this stuff. And, you know, every time you hear something, it's the FBI is involved. The FBI, you know, Trump did this. The FBI is looking into it. Well, maybe we prioritize a little bit. Instead of going after law-abiding gun owners, maybe we say, the FBI could use a little work in this area, among many areas, obviously. Johnny, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Grace, doing a good job, kid.
Thank you.
Let me just say, I served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Thank you for your service.
No, somebody's going to do it. But, you know, I've actually shot a few people because we were in a number of gunfights. I was with Roe Clarence. And, you know, I don't take it lightly that they want to come for our weapons. It's really truly an assault on us as a free people. And the thing is, you know, I have a Class A license to carry. I never carry my weapon, but recently I started carrying. If I go into Boston, because I see what goes on in the cities, and I'm not blind, and I actually carry my weapon. Now, I don't say that, you know, it's stupid not to if you have a weapon, because they're not protecting us. You know, I'm a dreaded white guy. I know it's horrible, but I am a white guy. It's the way I was born, I guess. But I'm not going to give up my weapons. If this government wants to come for them, and all my friends who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, they all think like me. It's like, you come for my guns. It's not going to be a good day.
Yeah, and our founding fathers, if you look back, thank you for the call, Johnny. That's a great point. If you look back, because sometimes, you know, a situation will come up with the when the censorship was happening with Trump. I mean, it's still happening, but when they took him off Twitter, when the Ministry of Truth came in and took Trump off Twitter, and then Apple started taking Parler off of their platforms, I started looking up all these quotes from way, way back. From the founding fathers. And, you know, there's a lot of great quotes about freedom of speech and, you know, the masses being able to say what they think and I'll fight for your right to say whatever you want, all that kind of stuff. And I was looking for it because I wanted to put it out on my Twitter, you know, something clever, get a lot of likes. And I was blown away. And I guess I should already know this, but I was just blown away that there was whole sites that were devoted to quotes and writings by the founding fathers about the Second Amendment and just how much they treasured and wanted to protect people's right to bear arms. And I know that sounds basic. It's like, yeah, it's in the Constitution. But a lot of other issues that come up in the Constitution circle back to that Second Amendment and circle back to, we have to let people protect themselves. You cannot hand. And I think it comes back to this fear that the founding fathers had that the government always seems to just take more and more power. And you have to have a way of a checks and balance to prevent that. And that is something that I don't think is taught enough in school, is that it's not just, you know, crazy. Sometimes you hear about the Second Amendment, you just think it's all these crazy gun owners like NRA, Trump supporting. And I love all of you guys out there listening. But it's more than that. It's every American should care about it, whether or not you carry a gun like Johnny or if you just, you know, if you know someone who does. It's an important issue that everyone should learn about. Mike, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, thanks, Chris. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to put in, I saw a bumper sticker today that kind of irked me, and I think it rang with what you guys are talking about today. It said, please don't confuse your patriotism or your racism with patriotism. I'm like, you know, that really irked me. And the more I listen to your show, I am, you know, I'm on the right and all that, and I choose not to have a gun in my house with kids and whatnot, but I completely believe in the Second Amendment, and if you choose to own a gun, you know, that's in the Constitution. But it irked me that I think this was obviously directed at the right, this bumper sticker that really ticked me off, that, okay, well, I am a patriot. I'm the son of an Army general who served in two wars, and it just made my blood boil that, so I'm a patriot, but I'm a racist. But I also, you know, they're confusing this whole gun issue with it's just folks on the right, and that's just not true.
Right. No, Mike, that's a great point. That's probably a mistake that I'm making, because it is not an issue on the right. It should be an issue for all Americans. And I think what you just said about the bumper sticker, and Mike, tell me again, what did the bumper sticker say?
It says, stop confusing your patriotism with your racism.
Now, what I would say about that, and I'm going to save a little bit of this for a later segment, but that tells you a lot more about the person who puts that bumper sticker on their car, because they're probably connecting patriotism to racism. If you think our country is inherently racist and evil and everything we stand for is bad, then yeah, you probably confuse patriotism with racism. It's probably an everyday thing for that person. Thank you for the call, Mike. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. I understand that people are passionate about this, and I want to go to the calls a lot today to let you guys talk about it. Now, before we get to any more of those, though, it is officially spring, and that means allergy season is back. But fortunately, so is the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. BOGO means buy one, get one. I've got the air purifier in my hand right now. This is the Thunderstorm. I use this in my house all the time because we cook a lot, and sometimes the smell, you know, if you make chicken or steak, it smells good at first, but then you want it gone. And it's great for that. But what it's really great for right now is everyone's opening their windows, pollen's getting in, and people with allergies are loving the Thunderstorm, including my producer, Jared Diglio.
Absolutely. And true story, decided to make some salmon last night. Thunderstorm was a lifesaver because I forgot to close the door to the bedroom.
Yeah.
But allergies, yes. So actually, it's funny. Somebody brought this up on the social media because I was talking about how I'm sniffling and sneezing with all the plants in the office. And what I like about the Thunderstorm is it's portable. We have the one in the studio that we mix between the kitchen and the studio, blah, blah, blah. I actually brought my second one in, my one from home, and I have it here now. No more sniffing, which is awesome for you guys.
That is awesome. Guys, with the BOGO, each Thunderstorm costs well under $100. The more you buy, the more you save. And I don't know if I always make this clear, there are no limits for this week only. So you can buy as many as you want. Only for this week, go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, use code word Grace BOGO at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, code word Grace BOGO. With BOGO, your problem rooms, even if there's, you know, pollen or salmon smell or whatever it might be, will no longer be a problem. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls. Please stay tuned. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I just want to say one more thing here. You're telling me that the liberals, the left, the Biden-Harris administration, which you have to call it the Biden-Harris administration, by the way, you can't leave out the Harris. That's another story we'll get to later. They've got a massive challenge at the border. Right? Joe Biden can't get up a flight of stairs without falling down and then proceeding to salute them. The guy can't get out of the shower without trying to grab his dog's tail and then tripping over a small rug. But these are the same people who are going to be able to confiscate every single criminal's guns, every single criminal's guns, and also change the climate and give out free healthcare to everyone and, you know, fix all of our... I just wish they would go baby steps, you know, like take small bites.
And pardon me for being skeptical again, but I find it interesting that the people who are telling me that I need to give up a weapon if I have one are the same people that cheered on mobs and the riots and in some cases told to pay bail for people that were killing unarmed citizens and burning down places. Those same people are telling me I don't need to defend myself.
Oh, are you talking about the peaceful protests?
Yes, I'm talking about the peaceful protests.
Yeah, no,
sorry,
it's
the doctor peaceful protests.
It's true. It's these Democrats, they don't have a handle on anything. Even the president in Mexico said this is the immigration thing is Biden's fault. He's the migrant president. And yet this is the issue that you can trust them with. This is the issue that they're going to handle. Jim, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jim. Jim, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Grace, you mentioned that it would be difficult for them to go collect everybody's gun. Well, you remember the marathon bombing?
Yeah.
They did a practice run. They went into Watertown and they had everybody shelter in place, and they did it like a bunch of lemmings. And
Sorry, Jim, we lost your connection there. I don't question the fact that they could take away all of the law-abiding citizens' guns. I think people who register their guns and have safes and, you know, follow all the rules, I think they'll have no problem tracking those people down, you know? It's more the criminals and the gang members who I don't think are going to be as easy to track.
And just an idea, maybe if you don't want all these weapons of war, stop the cartels from bringing them in at, I don't know, the border, perhaps?
Well, you know, I saw a great meme yesterday, Jared, and the meme was, when the border is open before the states, because the states are all in lockdown, when the border is open before the states, do you think people start to realize they're being played? Like, do these Biden people, and I know your response, Biden people, because I get the response every day. Anytime I tweet anything out about Biden, the border, anything, everyone responds back, at least he's not telling people to inject bleach in their lungs. That's the hill they are going to die on. But do you see what we were warning you against? As the gas prices get higher, as the border gets messier, as these lockdowns seem to be going on forever, are you starting to understand why we were trying to get Trump in? I think people must be regretting it already. And we're not even, he hasn't even had his first press conference. Wait until tomorrow when he starts taking questions. Let's play one more here. This is cut 13. This is Kamala Harris.
We have to hold the people who commit hate crimes accountable.
Yes.
We also need to speak the truth about our history and not gloss over it. We need to also talk about what we must do to really think about how we define who is an American.
I want to talk about this on the other side. I want to talk about the issue at the border. And I want to talk about this obsession the Democrats have with race and identity politics. Keep calling in, guys. We'll keep taking your calls. 844-500-4242.